And what we find is that Lot made a choice. And he made a pragmatic choice. He saw the well-watered plains. I've got flocks that need to eat and drink. He says, I'm going to take the well-watered plains. But then he forgets some very real practical things. He says, and he pitched his tent towards Sodom. And the Bible reminds us that Sodom had men who did wickedly in the sight of the Lord. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the well-watered plains, and he chose that. Abram says, you choose, and I'll go the other way. And I thought that was interesting because the Bible makes the point that it's at that point in Abram's experience that God speaks to him. Did you catch that in chapter 13, verse 14? And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him. Abram, you might try to put yourself in his position. Here we are in this wonderful place where there's watered plains, there's grass to eat, there is so much benefit for us. We have prospered here. And now Lot has taken what would seem to be the choicest land. And Abram is left here and wondering, well, when is God going to fulfill his promise? And God says to him, at the point when Lot was separated from him. You see, sometimes God works in the overall circumstances of things to get us in the place where he wants us. And he wanted Abram in a place where he was no longer encumbered by Lot. No more encumbered by his relationship with his family. He wanted him, if I can put it this way, for himself. He wanted to have that time with Abraham to himself. And so right when Lot finally separates and goes his own way, and Abram is perhaps left wondering, which way will I go? What will happen to me now? The Lord appears to him. And the Lord spoke to him. That is one of the wonderful lines in the whole story of Abram. The Lord appeared to him. The Lord spoke to him. We've been rehearsing this over and over this weekend. The Lord appeared to him. The Lord spoke to him. And so our text says, the Lord said unto Abram after Lot was separated from him. There is necessity for us, if we make an application, that if I'm going to get about the business of really getting to know the God who makes great and precious promises, I've got to be shed all these other things that are encumbrances and to walk in a path of separation to him. So on the heels of his disappointment, the Lord speaks to him and he says, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. What we have is a series of commands and a series of promises. God makes a series of commandments to Abram. And a series of promises to Abram. And we want to look at them a little carefully. The first command is lift up your eyes. Look around you. Take it all in. Look north. Look south. Look east. Look west. Look in all four directions. Look universally. In all the universal directions. And you, what as far as your eye can see, that was the command. And here's the promise. As far as your eye can see, all that you see, I will give it to you. If I was Lot, I mean, if I'm Abram, I'm saying, a whole lot. You picked just that little piece. But look what God has given me. The north, the south, the east, the west. He's given me universal, whatever my eye can see. And Abram listens and he hears that command and he hears the instruction and then he hears the promise. Look, lift up your eyes, look north, look south, look east, look west. And the promise is that whatever, how far your eye can see, that's what I'm going to give you. Not only to you, but to your seed forever. So it's going to be an everlasting possession in your family. Promises. You know, Abraham could sit down and say, wow. And I'm sure at some point Abraham would get on a hill and start to look. Start to look. And look. And his heart would become comforted and realizing the depth of what God has promised. The second command that he gives, and I love this one, he says, arise and walk. Arise and walk through the land. Walk through it. And examine the breadth and examine the length. Go everywhere. I want you to go and I want you to walk. I want you to experience the land. And it says, Abram heard these commandments, and Abram heard these promises. I will give it to you. And so, what does he do? He takes his tent. And he says, I'm going to start to enjoy this. And he moves and he moves, and he starts to explore all the land, and he finds this choice spot called Mamre in Hebron. And he pitched his tent there, and then he built an altar. Abraham begins to accept and to hear and to respond to the commandments and to the promise of God. Now, Mamre is where he established his home base, you might say. It's where he settled in the land, in that home base. We find that in Mamre, several things occurred. In Mamre, he met those messengers, right? He was sitting in the door of his tent and he witnessed these three messengers coming. And there at Mamre, he had this grand encounter with God and with the messengers of God with regards to what he was going to happen, that the son he was going to receive. Over against Mamre, just outside of Mamre, he bought a parcel of land in order to bury Sarai. He lived and he moved his tent. And I want you to imagine with me, and I think the Lord allows us to have imaginations so that we can creatively think about the way he has recorded things in history. And this is how I began to think about this passage with regards to Abram. He found a place to settle in Mamre, a place of fullness, a place of in Hebron, in which it speaks of this matter of alliances, fellowship, communion. And this is how I envision what happened. He would wake up one morning and he'd say, Sarai, I'm going on a walk. And he would step out and he would walk this way for some period of the day. And all along the way, he would have this conversation with God. Oh, do you see that dale? Do you see that hill? Do you see that stream? Do you see? Is this? And he's walking by and he's rehearsing the promises of God. That's mine. He would walk this way the next day and he would walk and he would see this beautiful grove of trees and bushes and he'd walk by and he'd look at it and he'd rehearse the promises of God. That's yours. Imagine that. He would go and then he would return back to his home base in Mamre. And so you think about this every day as a nomadic person, as he would move about, he would carry his tent perhaps and spend an overnight in some dale where there is fresh water and all the beauties of what the land had to offer. And he would walk through it